This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It is 14 minutes past 7 and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. In the studio, you're here with Maddie,
Eleanor,
Chris,
and Eric.
And if you want to get involved, you can, of course, text us in at 0427-JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
And I believe we've got a new member. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. Congratulations to Amber, who has just signed up for a Joy membership. You've joined Woo! The awesome likes of Kylie Minogue and also, you know, ourselves.
Yeah, we're especially pretty, me.
especially Eleanor, yeah.
I'm basically perfect.
All hail.
If you also want to become a Joy member, just head to joy.org.au. Mm-hmm. And yeah, welcome to the studio, Eric.
It's such a swell to see you there, Eric.
Oh, thanks.
Swell.
So can you tell us a bit about why you're here tonight, what you want to be talking about?
I'm a transgender person and I've just been through a lot of bad events that happened and now I've just been through it, so now I'd like to share my story with everyone.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. You know, inspiring stories are always, you know...
Wasn't that how you got on this show? You came on for like a one-off interview and then
now I'm sitting here in the anchor chair being all professional, pretending
like
I know what I'm doing.
It's like you came in for an interview, Dylan was like, I'm keeping you.
Yeah, because they were looking for replacements and I'm just like, yo. But yeah, it's, you know, when you've been through things like that in your life, it's really great to be able to get out there and talk to people that may have had similar struggles and really get that message across. So thanks for joining us tonight, Eric. So what kind of events in the LGBTI community have you been a part of in the past?
So I've been to some events such as Midsummer Festival, and that was like the best thing I've ever went to.
I'm missing out. I've never been to one. What's so good about Midsummer Festival? Am I a bad man?
Not a bad man.
I've never been to one either.
Yeah, I've been to every Midsummer for the last... Oh, since 2009. I haven't missed one.
That's a good way
I've never been to anything like that. So Midsummer Festival, what other sort of... are there any real organisations that you'd like to recommend?
Can't imagine what the answer to this one might be.
Yeah, that wasn't a loaded question. I'm not sorry.
I would really recommend young people to check out Minus 18, which is a growing organisation for LGBTI youth, as well as if you're transgender, you can check out Y Gender, because it's a really good organisation that provide a lot of support and resources for young people.
Yeah, that's one I've been meaning to look at for a while myself. I've just never actually made it.
I can always take you there.
Thanks, babe.
What a sweetie. So what sort of trauma have you been going through?
Yeah, what kind of struggles have you had to deal with in the past?
So when I started to transition, I have to go through, my family disapproved it. Mm. So I had a lot of issue with my family. They just say negative things to me in hope that I would change. And...
Obviously, that doesn't work.
Was it like, oh, it's just a phase? Was it kind of like that? Or they thought it was unnatural? Or they think it was just not part of the culture?
They thought that I got infected by the Western society.
Yeah.
And that, I got influenced from the bad people at martial art training and stuff like that.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 16. Mm.
Okay.
And just to clarify, what sort of a background is your family from?
I have Vietnamese background.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
So it was the idea that, you know, what your parents were saying, just like the Western ideas around gender had somehow influenced you.
And, you know, turned you bad or whatever? What sort of, is that the sort of what they were getting at?
They were thinking that I got infected and this is like a Western disease. That contagious as HIV.
Jeez.
I know.
Yeah, can you tell us how you got through that?
Intense.
Because you must be pretty strong to have dealt with that.
I was just trying to create a lot of support network around me. Not even if I can't see other people, I can just do it online. Mm. And trying to read a lot of motivational stories.
Oh, that's
just
sweet.
To just to keep myself being really positive.
Positive, strong. Yeah.
That's so important to have a community around you, especially if you're not getting so much support at home. Just have people who you know are on your side. That means a lot.
So what was the, so what sort of eventual outcomes have you made any progress with your family since coming out and, you know, being a part of those communities to help you?
My family's still in denial, and my mom still believes that it's curable, and she was wanting me to go to Vietnam for a conversion therapy, and I really didn't want it, so I just end up running away from home.
Yeah.
That must have been tough.
Yeah, that's quite difficult, especially for someone as young as yourself. Not that you're a little kid, but like it's not easy.
One whole year younger than you.
Shh.
I make baby jokes about Elna all the time.
I can't imagine running away from home. You know, at my age, like it must have taken a lot of guts. How did you get through that?
Yeah, it was really hard because like family is the only people I've been living with and everything. Yeah. So. On the day I left, all I was thinking about was that just leave. It's gonna get better.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. Did you have a place to go then and there?
I was thinking that I was gonna end up on the street that night, but then I went to Front Yard and they just helped me out.
You went to where, sorry?
You went to Front Yard. Front Yard, was it? Can you talk a bit about who they are?
Front Yard is a service that is provided by the Melbourne City Mission that helps mainly with youth homelessness. Like, they provide accommodation and stuff, as well as they have other services like youth law, health services, dentistry, and I think there are a few more, but I forgot what it is.
And how do you feel now, like, as a person? Do you feel like a weight it's being lifted off of your shoulder? Do you feel more connected to who you are? It's like a lot more comfortable with who you are in your skin now that you're not under that pressure with your family, or, you know, all the negative
living with unsupportive family is trying, even if they're not, you know, even if it's not to the extreme that you have had to face, it's still something that's just weighs down on you. So do you feel like that's lifted in any kind of way?
Oh yeah, I just immediately feel really much better after I left, except for the first night I was like really homesick for the first time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but then it got so much better from compared to when I was still living at home. Like, no one really care about who I am, and I just can live as exactly who I am.
Yeah.
And people just see me as who I am.
Yeah.
It's a really promising thing in humanity. You know, there's always someone out there that's always going to care for you, you know.
Exactly. It can be quite difficult to find that space, you know, but it's really great and inspiring to hear that, you know, you've come through that and here you are today. You know what I mean?
What are you planning? What are your hopes for the next few years?
I'm hoping to finish year 12 with a quite good ATAR.
A good score, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd love to get involved in volunteering more just to help other young people still struggling with being who they are.
Yeah.
And I just want to give them a strong message that there's nothing wrong with being who they are. It's just the people around them that they got problem with it, but not them.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. It's a big shock. And I think it's still these sort of issues, they need time still. And eventually, you know, anything can happen. Never, you know, lose that hope.
Never give up. That's true.
They're your parents and, you know, everyone is different and have different situations. But, you know, they will love you. But, yeah, look, unfortunately, these sort of issues do arise. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is, you know, you do surround yourself with these positive people and an organization.
Is there
like
any?
This.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there anything else you'd like to say to people who maybe they're facing discrimination, maybe they're struggling with their own identity? Is there any kind of advice you'd like to give?
I would just say just be exactly who they are and do what you feel most comfortable with. And if you don't feel that you have any support around you, I'm sure that you do have heaps. Like, you have my support. You have support from everyone in this...
The studio.
In this studio.
Oh, of course. We love you guys.
And there are places like Front Yard that you talked about. There are places to go. There are people out there who can help you. you're not on your own.
Absolutely.
You
know,
your voice, it's a powerful thing and people will hear you. So don't forget that. Yeah. You're not alone.
And whenever you are struggling with, like, with schools not accepting you or discrimination or anything, you can always speak up, like, mm-hmm. talk to a counsellor or talk to services like Headspace, Minus 18.
Yep.
Minus 18 does have a youth worker on staff,
yep.
I believe.
Yep. Ren is always around Ren to help awesome. With anyone who's experiencing difficulty.
I was one of the people who interviewed Ren for their job.
Great.
And so after school, what would you like to get into as well? So besides the counselling, do you have any hobbies as well?
Look,
just enjoy it, you know.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for letting us interview you tonight. We will be back to discuss the fashion of the gay culture right after this song. Thank you so much, Eric.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.